The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Welcome to episode 3 of Self-Love, It's a Process. I'm your host, Cry, and as I mentioned before, this is a podcast focused on the journey to loving the self. Today, I want to talk to y'all about growing self-confidence. Before I get into that though, I want to express my gratitude towards y'all for making it to the third episode. It really means a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. So, I want to begin this podcast by addressing the importance of having self-confidence, or focusing on how self-confidence affects your life and affects the other people around you. So the reason why having self-confidence is really important is because it can really have a positive influence and impact on yourself, your life, and the lives of people around you. So, you might be wondering though, how could it positively affect your own life? According to Psych Today, it can affect your own life by helping you build your leadership skills in being able to take charge and be confident with your choices. Being confident in your abilities and you are then able to showcase that to other people. It could also impact your own life by lessening the anxiety and fear that you have. So building self-confidence is basically erasing your anxiety and your fear, or making yourself feel more comfortable with the current present situation that you're in that calls for self-confidence, or that helps dial down your anxiety, if that makes sense. It could also really serve as a greater motivation. When you, for example, me, I did a presentation recently and I had confidence. I had self-confidence. I knew what the topic was about. It was a pretty easy topic. All I had to do was talk about myself. But I was confident. I know myself. I know my family. I know what my goals are. I know what I want to be in life. And I know my communication style, which was the entire point of the project, was to present all those facts. I was confident that I would be able to deliver the way I want to deliver it, even without practice, because I know myself better than anyone. And so because I had that much self-confidence, I had more motivation to do well. Even though I didn't put much into my slides, I felt like I did my best, and I had a lot of motivation to just push through it. And it also decreased my anxiety and fear when I presented this morning. It just went away. It really just went away because I knew what I was talking about. And this is a bit of a tangent, but when I present or when I do like public speaking, usually my legs shake like crazy. Like they start shaking so bad. But today I didn't do that at all. So I was really proud of myself. And that self-confidence really helped me and really guided me and comforted me, you know? But back on to like how it affects your own life, it helps you create more resilience, which means, according to the Oxford Dictionary, resilience means it's the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. So by growing self-confidence, you are able to pick yourself back up in a more presentable manner, or in a way that's really smooth, and being able to recover with positivity. What does this look like? You might be wondering. It means when something doesn't go your way, like, For example, if when I did my presentation, if I completely missed something or I messed up on my speech, that I'm able to bring myself together, bring myself back together to present in a good manner. That's what it means to have resilience, being able to pick yourself back up and get started again. It's kind of similar to not giving up, to keep going, really, and not let any mishappenings or hurdles get in your way. And I think that's a really good skill to have, especially going on into the adulthood and learning about adult things and encountering different kinds of situations because you're an adult. I think resilience really could be a key skill to making it in life. And according to Dr. TC, it could help you do better under pressure. And for me, as an aspiring nurse, I think that growing self-confidence is really key, because being a nurse means being good under pressure. And if self-confidence is what's going to get me there, then I want to do it, you know? And that's why it's so important. And also, really in any situation, even if you're working a retail job like Starbucks, being good under pressure is always a good thing. It's just being quick and efficient. And at a job interview, those are really nice qualities to have, just to keep in mind. But happiness, having self-confidence could bring you happiness. I'm going to go back to that presentation example. I felt happy because I was confident in my presentation, and I did well. I did have a few mishaps, which is okay. It's normal. But I felt good because I had that confidence, and it made me happy. When I got over it, I was like really relieved. I felt like I did good. I got a little bit of laughs out of it too from the audience, and that felt amazing to me, and I thought it was fine, even if they were laughing at me because maybe it wasn't that good. But it felt good. I felt good and I was happy, and self-confidence can really make you happy. So I really push for all of you to grow your self-confidence. It's so important. Now, the next reason on why it's important is being able to feel proud of yourself. Remember, self-love is about appreciating and acknowledging yourself, and being proud of yourself is doing that, is fulfilling that little requirement for self-love, or checking that little box off in that little process that you have for growing self-love for yourself. You should be able to be proud of yourself and give yourself a good pat on the back for doing well. And by growing self-confidence, you're able to feel that feeling more often. It's about canceling the really negative criticism and over-criticizing yourself with positivity. Replaces that with positivity and good affirmations about how you did on something. Now, the next one. Carry a more positive attitude around. So, when you carry self-confidence, people who usually carry self-confidence often feel more happier and more positive in the environment that they're in. When you have self-confidence, it's natural that you tend to feel better. And by doing that, you carry this positive vibe with you everywhere, and other people can recognize and see it and grow off of it. By having that positive attitude, it kind of just circles back around to happiness and feeling proud. It just makes you feel good. And that's the goal in self-love, is making yourself feel good about yourself. To wrap this whole little section up, self-confidence is the key to growth as a human being and the key to being able to blossom in society. Now you must be thinking, wow, Crystal, that sounds great. How can I build my self-confidence? I know. Well, that's why I'm here. Now we will be discussing the different ways of practicing self-confidence. All right, the tips and tricks I'm going to tell you is coming from Cornerstone University. So one of the many things you can do to help build your self-confidence is keeping a compliment journal. Writing positive affirmations in a journal will allow you to remember and always come back to what about yourself you love. It will serve as a great self-love reminder. And by writing it, you also feel that your writing is a positive view on yourself that is set in stone, that can't be washed away or gotten rid of. So it'll encourage you to always feel this way about yourself. Another one is starting to live a healthier lifestyle. This means exercising moderately and eating well, but allowing yourself to spoil yourself. I do want to express and stress that extreme dieting and extreme exercising is not self-love. Everything in this world is good in moderation. Back to the point, it will allow yourself to feel good as you know your body feels good as a result from the moderate eating and exercising. The next one is giving yourself moderate self-criticism. Don't ever blame yourself. Blaming yourself constantly is a form of self-hate, and we don't want that. No. Self-criticism is good, I do want to say that, but too much can lead to self-dislike, and balancing the two is key to really getting self-love and growing from self-love. One thing I really stressed in the first episode was having forgiveness, and forgiveness really cues itself from self-confidence. It's really important. It allows you to recognize your flaws, it allows you to provide solution to those flaws, and it allows you to grow self-acceptance. And by doing those three things, you gain self-confidence about yourself and being able to problem solve, be aware, and like I said, love yourself. Love yourself because you're confident in knowing about yourself, in a way, if that makes sense. And the last thing I do want to mention is helping others. Like I said, happiness is contagious. When you make someone else happy by helping them, it will pass on to you and you feel a sense of happiness, and it helps yourself know that you are valued and capable of helping others. By both acknowledging the importance and understanding how to grow self-confidence, your life will change drastically. So I do want to stress again that self-confidence is really important to loving yourself. So like I said in episode 2, I do want to start practicing gratitude, because that's another way of practicing self-love, is expressing gratitude. So just think for a couple of seconds to gather what you're grateful for today. And for me, I just did my service learning and I was really grateful for soap. As simple as it is and as like interesting it is, I'm really grateful that we have soap in our world right now. I'm really grateful that we can wash our hands and get all those little bits and germs off of yourself. I'm really grateful for soap. And I thought about it while I was at my SL, my service learning, my community partner, is I'm really grateful to have an education. I'm really grateful that I can go to college and fulfill my dreams. So that's really something that I'm grateful for today. Now to wrap up this podcast. Remember, we are all perfectly imperfect. You are beautiful, you are enough, and you are valued and unique. Thank you so much for listening to episode 3 of Self Love, It's a Process. The next episode, we will be focusing on the importance of self-forgiveness. So stay tuned for the next episode if you're interested. And peace out. Bye.